Listen to Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there's mystery, adventure, intrigue, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X.
Tonight, the man called X visits Athens, Greece.
Cradle of Western civilization. Mother city of world-famous men, modern and ancient symbol of the glory that is Greece. This is the city of Athens.
You're sure everything's all set, Grisha? There's no chance for a slip-out, eh?
Bellini, my darling cousin Pagan, you've got absolutely nothing to worry about. I swear it by the father of my father of my father.
Huh? I knew it. You're lying to me. Give me back my money and let me out of this thing.
Pagan, you wound me deeply. I have allowed you to buy a half interest in a genuine Byzantine Bible.
Oh, sure, for $50. When I could pick up all the Bibles I wanted for nothing. In any hotel room.
Of course, my darling cousin. But would they be worth $50,000?
Hmm?
And all you got to do is take it in that bookstore and give it to a man by the name of Centos. He'll give you the mazuma and he'll split it right down the middle, 60-40.
Well, okay, I'll take it, but believe me, Grisha, if I find out that you double-crossed me in any way...
Pagan, how can you say such a thing? After all, we are both Zellschmitz.
That's just what I mean. Oh, well. Oh. How do you do, I'm sure. I'm looking for a Mr. Santos. Would you by any chance be him at... like I was saying, I got here a beautiful deluxe edition of a Bible that's worth maybe $50,000. Hey, why do you sit there looking at me like that, huh? Why do you... You're dead. You're dead. Let me out of here. Let me... Help!
That's all I know, Mr. X. I walk in, this center joker is dead. And I'm left holding the bag.
What happened to Grisha?
But that double-crossing no good was gone. Haven't seen hide of him since.
Mm.
So, what do you think, Mr. X? Is that Bible worth $50,000 like Grisha said?
No.
I knew it.
No, I'd say it was worth about $10 million.
Oh, sure, that's what I thought. It's only worth a lousy $10 million.
Wait a minute, Karen. You please make sense? What's all this about a fake Bible being worth $10 million?
Chief, does the name Arvidas Tomaros mean anything to you?
Tomaros? For sure. He was a wealthy Greek philanthropist some 10-15 years ago.
That's right. He was going to establish a foundation for underprivileged Greek children when the Axis moved in and took over Greece. Tomaris escaped to Turkey and died there, penniless. And the foundation was never established.
Well, but what's it got to do with that Bible you have, Ken?
The inscription on the flyleaf says it belongs to the Tomaros family. Sorry.
So what?
Chief, the $10 million Tomaros put up for that youth foundation was never located. Just disappeared. And now there's been an offer of $50,000 on one murder over a Bible that should only be worth a few dollars. It'd be pretty nice, Chief, if that youth foundation could be started again. $10 million could do a lot of good for a lot of Greek children.
Yeah. Now let me know how you come out, Ken.
Good afternoon, sir. Is there something I could do for you?
Yes, I'm looking for a buyer for a book. I thought someone here might be interested.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are going out of business and are not interested in buying any additional stock.
Not even a Byzantine Bible?
You have such a Bible?
And if I did, would it be worth anything?
Far more money than a bookshop like this could ever possibly afford.
Strange. I understood a man by the name of Santos was willing to pay $50,000 for such a Bible, if it was delivered to him here. Well?
You are mistaken, sir. No one by the name of Santos is known here.
Then what was the name of the man who was murdered here about an hour ago?
No one has been killed on these premises. A call to the police should convince you of that.
Oh, I've already called them. They've had no report of any murder here.
But you are not convinced?
No.
Why not?
You didn't pull that rug over far enough.
What?
That red stain on the floor is still showing. Anything more you'd like to tell me before I go?
Nothing.
Okay. You can find me at the Janitsa Hotel if you change your mind.
I can give you assurance right now that you have seen the last of me, Mr. Thurston.
I might almost believe that, except for one thing.
And what is that?
How you knew my name when I hadn't mentioned it. Bye.
Believe me, Mr. X, I've talked to practically every crook in... every friend I got in Athens. Nobody knows nothing about any $10 million from any Tamaris Foundation for Kids.
Hmm. What about that dead man, Santos?
Nothing. Nothing. Nobody ever heard of such a character in the book business.
I was afraid of that.
I tell you, we're wasting time with fake Bibles and stuff, Mr. X. And we should ought to concentrate on a good legitimate business like stolen diamonds.
Diamonds?
That's right. He's making a fortune in it.
Who is?
Mr. Santos.
What?
Oh, sure, he's the biggest fence in Athens. Handles more hot rugs than the fireman in the clinker factory.
Fagon, if you don't start making sense...
But I'm making sense, Mr. X. I am, really. The only guy named Santos in this town is a crook. And besides, he's alive.
Where does he hang out?
Oh, he's got a little joint over Messina Street. But he isn't...
Thanks. See you later, Fagon.
You wish to sell me a Byzantine Bible, Mr. Thurston.
I understand you're in the market for one, Santos.
It would be more exact to say that I was in the market for one.
What made you change your mind?
I'm very fond of money, Mr. Thurston, and $10 million American is a good deal of money. However, there is one thing I value more, my life.
That $10 million you mentioned, that's the money that was going to support the Tumaris Foundation.
It is.
Then it's still in existence. And the Byzantine Bible I have holds the clue as to where it is.
Your reasoning is most exact, sir.
Yes. You know, Santos, you're being very cooperative.
Yes, I quite agree.
Why?
Why risk my life being hoggish, Mr. Thurston? Even half of $10 million is a considerable sum of money.
That's the cut you want for disclosing the secret of this Bible I have?
It is, sir. Well?
No deal.
As you wish. I'm certain I can find someone else who will enter into such an agreement with me.
That'll be pretty tough. One of you would have to get the Bible away from me first.
Yes, that is quite correct, Mr. Thurston. One of us would.
Found your cousin Grisha.
That's right, Mr. X. He's waiting for us up here in the hotel room.
Did he tell you where he got the Bible?
He wouldn't tell me nothing. But now we'll learn what it is all about when we can...
That is far enough, gentlemen.
She's got a gun. She's got a gun.
Well.
You are not surprised to find me here, Mr. Thurston?
Why should I be? I told you we'd meet again.
Grisha, what happened to Grisha?
That rather obnoxious little man I found here when I came in, he's gone. I was afraid he would interfere with my search.
For my Byzantine Bible?
No, Mr. Thurston. For my father, Aridus Tamaros, and the $10 million that he stole from me.
Of an ancient Byzantine Bible apparently holds the clue to $10 million, donated by the wealthy philanthropist Aridus Tamaris to establish a youth foundation for Greek orphans. And Ken Thurston is in Athens attempting to locate the missing funds in order to reestablish the foundation. And now,
In his hotel room, he and Pagan are faced by a strange young girl who holds them at gunpoint.
No, Mr. Thurston. I am not after your Bible. I am looking for my father, Arida Tomaros, and the $10 million that he stole from me.
So you're Arida's daughter?
Yes, Zerta Tomaros. As though you did not know.
As a matter of fact, I didn't. And I didn't know your father was still alive. All that he's stolen $10 million from... Let's have that gun.
Will you?
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Thurston.
I suppose you'll tell us what this is all about, Mr. Tomaros. And what do you mean by looking for your father when he died penniless in Turkey a number of years ago?
That is not true. He left my mother and me here to starve under the occupation while he lived on the fat of the land in Turkey with the $10 million he had stolen from us, from the foundation.
Who told you all this? Santos?
Yes. And the man who called this morning verified it.
What man?
Well, he didn't give his name. He only said that my father was here in town and that he had our family Bible with him. And that I could have it to remember him by. If I was willing to pay 50,000 American dollars for it.
Yeah. Where did I come in? How did you know about me?
Well, when I refused his offer, that man told me I could reach him at this hotel, in your room, in the event I changed my mind.
What a pack of lies, eh, Mr. Thurston? Let's take it down to the poke and lock her up for assault with a battery.
No, Kagan. I have a hunch that a story is true.
But how can it be? You know this Arida Tomaros is dead.
Yeah, but somebody could be playing a pretty cruel trick on her in order to cash in on that Bible. Let's take a good look at it and find out for ourselves.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thurston. Is there something we can do for you?
Yeah, I'd like to have that Bible I left here in the hotel safe.
Oh, of course, the Bible. I'll get it for you. Did you say the Bible, Mr. Thurston?
Yeah, that's right.
But I've already returned it to you.
Returned it?
But of course, not half an hour ago.
You didn't give it to me.
Not personally, no, but your friend brought your note. Here it is with your signature on it. You can see for yourself that it is your signature.
It's a perfect forgery, all right.
Forgery? You can't be serious.
Did this friend of mine give you his name?
Yes, I believe he did. I can't remember exactly, but... Yes, now I remember.
What was it?
Tomaros. Your friend's name was Aridis Tomaros.
Found him?
That's right. Boy, what a bunch of throat cutters hanging around there, Mr. X.
Yeah.
My dear friend, Mr. Thurston. Isn't it rather unusual to find a gentleman like you in such a squalid atmosphere?
You seem to be at home in it, Santos.
Of course. In my business, one must frequent the haunts of one's customers. Smugglers, jewel thieves, others of that ilk.
Yes. What about people who have stolen Bibles to sell?
Yes, you are quite right.
Where is he, Santos?
Who, Mr. Thurston?
Grisha Zellschmidt.
Surely you do not suspect Grisha of having stolen your Bible.
Only two people could forge my signature that well. And Pagan was with me.
Superable logic. Any denial would be useless. When last I saw him, he was in that back room. However, Mr. Zellschmidt no longer possesses the Bible.
Oh? Who did he sell it to?
Poor Grisha could not inform me. He appeared to be rather dead.
Grisha, you're all right. Now start talking about that Bible. And I want the whole story. Oh, sir, help me.
Okay, I'll tell you everything I know. Everything.
Where did you get it in the first place?
Well, it was kind of given to me by some Turkish sailor.
What?
I swear it, by the father of my... But it was. He owed me a couple bucks or two from a crap game. From a business deal, you understand, and gave me the Bible in part payment. He'd picked it up in Turkey someplace and said it was worth a lot of money to somebody in Athens. Here. Look. Here's the paper that came with it.
The paper? Let me see that.
What is it, Mr. X?
Listen. In the event of my death, anyone returning this Bible to the below-mentioned people in Athens will be most suitably rewarded. And it's signed, Aretas Tumaros.
Mr. Thurston?
Yes. And the people he named are Zerta Tumaros, Andreas Santos, and a Georgi Pandeli.
Pandeli? Who is he?
Oh, he's captain of some steamship or something, a very low-class type of cheapskater.
So you came to Athens and got in touch with these people?
That's right. Pandeli and the Zerta cook, you wouldn't have nothing to do with me. But Santos was different. First crock out of the bag, he offered me $50,000 for that faked old Bible.
Well, what happened then?
Well, after Pandeli knocked off Santos' pal in the bookstore, he called me. He said he was ready to do business. But you already had the Bible in the safe, so I took it and brought it here to Pandeli. Only that dirty crook knocked me subconscious and didn't pay me nothing, and that's all I know.
Boy, not even in my best lying days did I ever come up with such a malapazooza like that.
Well, it could make sense, Pega.
It could?
Sure. And we're going to pay a visit to Pandeli's ship to prove it.
In the middle of the night like this, huh?
We didn't sneak aboard. We're paying an open visit to Captain Pandeli.
Yeah, but...
Come on.
How do you know he wants to see us? Maybe he don't like people asking questions about Bibles and stuff. Maybe... Oh. Oh, Mr. X.
Yes. Pandeli. Can you hear me? Pandeli. On this about 40 hours. It took Noah 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, that's right, that's right. It only took Noah 40 days and...
No, your memory didn't play any tricks, Ken. Tamaros did make his fortune as a manufacturer of children's toys. And he specialized in putting out a Noah's Ark, complete with animals.
Thanks, Chief. That's all I wanted to know.
Now, wait a minute. What's all that got to do with finding the $10 million, getting his youth foundation operating again?
The answer is in your Bible, Chief. Genesis, chapters 6 through 10.
Walking around this old broken-down factory for anyways.
It's where Aretas Tumaros used to manufacture his toys.
So what? The place was all bombed out in the war. There's nothing left but old smokestacks sticking up through a lot of rubble.
Yeah. Towering over the rubble like a mountain, like the peak of Mount Ararat rising above the waters after the flood.
Hmm?
Let's see what's inside the boiler room at the end of that stack.
Mr. X, what was that?
A loose brick. Fell from somewhere inside that chimney.
But
could he do that?
Somebody's climbing up there.
Climbing?
Yep. Have you found it yet, Sandros?
Oh, it is the result from Mr. Burton again.
That's right. So you finally figured out where Tomorrow's hid the funds of the foundation.
It was not too difficult once I found Candelaria.
Yes. The clues were in Genesis, chapters 6 through 10. The story of Noah and the Ark. And Mount Ararat.
That is right. But how did you figure it out?
I noticed some words in Ionic instead of the old Attic dialect. And if Tomorrow's had the money with him in Turkey, he wouldn't have needed the Bible and its code. That meant he hadn't taken it out of this country.
Then I suppose you know how I came into the picture. And Vandelli.
I guess Tomorrow's put those funds into something with permanent value, like diamonds. You could have been his broker.
I was.
As for Vandelli, well, Tomorrow's got out of Greece some way. Vandelli's ship could have been the answer.
It was. And now?
It looks like his youth foundation is going to become a reality, Santos.
You will have to get the diamonds first.
Take it easy, Santos. That stack is old. Ready to collapse. The concussion from those shots could start it. This way, Pagan, quick.
Down the way, is it? Down the way, the
out of all those bricks and stuff.
Yeah. A man's hand. Holding onto a steel string box. Looks like there'll still be a new world for thousands of Greek children rising out of the ruins of the old.